Online shopping is never going away, but as a thought experiment, what if it did? I'm David Brancaccio. First, the stock market has been propped up by our low interest rate policy, making the returns of stocks look more attractive despite the risk. But profits are also part of this, and banks start releasing their coronavirus quarter results this week. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has the wider context.
Why should we care about the balance sheets of America's biggest banks?
Bank earnings tell you the most about the nation's economy as a whole.
Karen Petru at Federal Financial Analytics.
Because banks trade with, lend to, take money from every segment, consumer, retail, and corporate.
She says banks are setting aside more capital to cover losses on business and real estate loans, credit card and car loans. And banks are earning less from lending because interest rates are so low. But Ken Leon at CFRA Research says the biggest banks are also able to make money from parts of the economy that are thriving.
The capital markets, equity and debt underwriting, and asset or wealth management.
Leon says smaller regional and community banks are more exposed than big banks to the risk of consumers and businesses defaulting on their loans as the pandemic continues. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
The Dow future now is up 132 points, 0.5%. London is up 0.9%. China has just announced sanctions on some U.S. senators and a member of Congress as tensions escalate over human rights and coronavirus. Marketplace's Nova Safo. Who's China punishing here?
Senators Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, Congressman Chris Smith, as well as Sam Brownback, who's serving as U.S. Ambassador for Religious Freedom. China did not specify what the sanctions mean, but a ban on travel to China is one likely result. And China late last week had promised to retaliate after the U.S. announced sanctions on senior Chinese officials, including a member of its central governing committee, the Politburo. That's a very high-ranking official. The American sanctions mean the targeted Chinese can't travel to the U.S., American firms can't do business with them, and any of their U.S.-based assets are frozen.
The U.S. sanctions are focused on which issue?
This has to do with the treatment of the Uyghur Muslim minority in northwestern China. Human rights groups and the UN say at least 1 million people are being held in detention camps. According to the Associated Press, other measures include forced sterilization and abortion. In fact, Senator Rubio co-sponsored legislation, now law, to sanction China over these alleged human rights violations.
All right, Nova, thank you.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
We live in a world where pandemic has spun so much into reverse. A new podcast called The Chronicles of Now has just launched, presenting short fiction inspired by the news. Just released, an audio short story by Ben Fountain, whose novel Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk became an Ang Lee film a couple years ago. The tall vans got him going on this one.
It was the boxy white Mercedes vans with the high roofs that had started showing up in the latter years of the boom. Plain white, no company name, no snappy logo on the side, which in our hyper-branded times might have briefly struck us as odd. And then they blended into the landscape of everything else. We didn't know how good we had it, did we?
Ben Fountain, thanks for linking up here.
David, thanks for having me.
So something you saw on the streets where you live creeped you out and got you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, creeped me out in a very mild sense of a few years ago, I started seeing these white delivery vans. And I'm perverse enough to distrust a lot of the conveniences of modern life. And one of those conveniences, obviously, is, you know, having things delivered to our doors. First, it was 3 days, then 2 days, then 1 day, and then, you know, next day or this day. And so I just started thinking, what if these vans started picking things up as opposed to delivering?
So in this world you created, heavy but polite dudes can just show up and kind of reverse Amazon you. Let's listen.
They had clipboards, reams of fine print paperwork, and boy, did they know their business. It was always quite specific. What they'd come for, always one particular thing. A lamp, the gas grill, electronics, cookware, and this was the truly unnerving part. They knew exactly where it was.
So Ben, there's a comment on digital privacy there, but it's like the Earth is spinning in one direction and suddenly it starts spinning the other way on its axis. That's kind of what we're living in now with this pandemic, right?
Yeah, not just the pandemic, but I think just life in the last 15 to 20 years goes faster and faster. And the things that affect our lives, the big decisions, seem farther and farther away from us and more remote. And so it leaves us feeling with a feeling of not having meaningful agency over our own lives.
I mean, the piece doesn't explain what has happened to society, but it just sort of starts creeping in that people can show up and start taking it all away.
Yeah, but if you think about it, I'm talking about small-time stuff in this story. You know, lamps, electronics, you know, gas grills. But if you think about where our society has gone the last 40 years, a lot has been taken away from us. Wages have basically been stagnant, and home ownership is the lowest it's been in 50 years. So we can get stuff. Stuff has never been easier or cheaper to get. You know, TVs, electronics, shoes, clothes. But the meaningful things, they have in large measure gone away from us compared to where we were up until about, you know, the 1970s.
Ben Fountain is author of a short work of fiction called Rules of Special Measures. It was written for a new audio podcast called Chronicles of Now, hosted by Ashley C. Ford. Ben, thank you.
David, thank you.
Chronicles of Now can be found at the normal places for signing up for podcasts. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.